No, I'm just going to start by pointing out how there's just hair all over you.
Yeah, but that's
just loose hair.
That's what happens when men get haircuts.
No, you can dust yourself off. You don't just walk around with the hair just stuck to you.
I did dust myself off.
In your ears. It's like over your T-shirt.
Yeah, but then he put the hair dryer, like waved it around, and that was all that came off.
Okay. Isla's upset. You've upset the cat.
I haven't upset the
you
cat.
You have. You've upset her.
Well, she's upset about other stuff. She can't get out the window.
Can
she get out of that gap?
No, that's why I've purposefully put it that small.
Why is she not allowed outside? I thought she was.
She gets into fights with the neighbourhood cat.
What's wrong with that? A bit character building.
Because I haven't given her a jabs. She hates jabs. She hates everything. And
well,
then
you're
she
not
gets
gonna
fights,
get a
so
cat
she can't
that,
get near them.
You're not going to get a cat that loves jabs, are you?
Well, I just feel too guilty.
Why?
So
the
I just
jabs
keep her in the
help.
House. I keep her safe
but
away
the jabs,
from everything.
The jabs are good for her.
No, but they make her sad.
No, they don't.
They do. She hates leaving. She hates like being travelled anywhere. And so I don't give her the jabs, and then she hates it because she hides under a table for 2 days. And then if I give her the flea stuff, then she's so upset.
But it's for her own good.
Oh,
and she'll be happier in the long run.
Yeah, I know.
You're an anti-vaxxer.
Oh my God, I'm a flat earther.
And you're a flat, why?
I was just saying the other day about how I don't understand, because it does look flat. I do get the argument.
But I don't think the argument is that it looks flat, so it is flat. The argument is that we're all being lied to. And even it looks flat.
Yeah.
And beyond that, they don't know what's there.
My argument is it does look flat.
But that...
Okay. Like, I've never looked out and been like, it looks round.
Yeah.
I've never seen it look round. All I've ever seen is what they've shown me.
Yeah.
So I do actually
You've
get it.
You've never seen it with your own eyes, have you?
No.
Even when you've flown?
Even when I've flown, it looks flat. You're saying when you fly, it looks round?
You can see a sort of... if the sun rises over in the distance, you can see it sort of curve round.
Have you ever walked and then just fallen off the earth?
Oh my God, yes I have. What do you think is on the other side of the boundary?
Well, it's like the Truman Show.
What?
You know,
think
like
there's another world?
You knock and then there's
other
something
people.
Happening on the other side.
What's
yeah.
on the other side?
Maybe like the BFG. Like that's how I guess that's maybe how I imagine
oh,
God, a bit like the BFG.
This could be like a model village for God.
Yeah.
Yeah, it could be.
Not like
but then,
a model village, like not an, like an ideal village, just
yeah.
like...
Well, the argument
some
is that this could
village.
Be this could just be a simulation anyway.
Yeah, yeah. I wouldn't argue with that. I don't know. Why do you think you know?
I didn't say I knew. Oh, it's all just conjecture, and I don't think it's that helpful.
No.
I mean, if this is a simulation, how is that going to change your life?
It doesn't. It's still. I'm still worried about the little things.
Exactly.
You know? But I just. I mean, I don't know for sure they've been on the moon.
That's a different thing entirely.
Is it?
What
is it?
You think you're being lied to?
How do you know that they've been on the moon?
I don't really care.
I've seen films where they've gone on the moon, and that's not real.
You make a very good point.
Thank you.
Yeah, they could
have
made
it.
They've
got really good effects.
They have, yeah.
And people can tell you whatever they want to tell you.
What about the people that have been to the moon that said, yeah, we've been to the moon?
I've never met any of them. Never met one who's been to the moon.
Fair enough.
Ever.
What about all those rocket companies that send satellites to space?
What? Wait, who?
NASA, SpaceX, Blue Origin.
I don't know anyone that works for them.
No, but do you think they're in on it as well?
Well, maybe they're embarrassed.
What about rocket scientists? Are they in on it?
Who are rocket scientists?
People who make rockets.
I don't know. Maybe. Maybe there aren't any.
What about all the scientists in the world? Do you think they're in on it as well?
No, because some will be very low-level scientists.
Yeah.
Who do things like they work on like hair dye. Like, I don't think they know about it.
Okay, fair enough.
I think maybe there's a very small amount of people that work on it.
What about marine? What about biologists? Do you think they think?
No, because that's a different thing. That's the sea conspiracy.
What's the sea conspiracy?
I don't know. What's under there?
What's
we
under
don't
the
know.
Sea?
They don't know. It's so deep and no one's ever been to the bottom.
That's true. James Cameron has.
What?
James Cameron spends money on submarines that go down to as really.
So he's
deep.
he's probably in on it. James Cameron.
Well, no, hang on. What do you think you're being lied to about what's at the bottom of the sea?
Yes.
What do you think?
They must
there?
Know.
Well, it's just like rocks and that and weird fishes.
No.
What? Why not?
No.
Why couldn't it be that?
Well, it could be, but I think there must be something like the meaning is down there.
The meaning of what? Life.
Yeah.
What if there is no meaning? I think that's what we all struggle with.
That's what I struggle with. I need some kind of meaning.
But you create it for yourself.
I think that's the problem with myself is when I stopped believing in God as a child, then I just got
Yeah, that does happen mess. Though. If you don't have anything yeah. bigger than you to believe in, then you're a bit lost.
Yeah, yeah, I'm the biggest thing I can believe in.
Yeah, that is a real shame, isn't it?
That's a real you're shame, believing isn't yourself. It? Oh no!
And then if you don't work out,
yeah,
then what do you? What have
I
you
went
got
for
left?
A run this morning. It's fine.
No, not like work out like that. I mean, like if what you believe in doesn't work.
Yeah, yeah, I know.
So you stop believing in God and start believing in yourself.
Yeah, well, I used to like pray every night.
Right,
and then. None of the thing, it didn't come true.
What do you think you worship now?
I don't want to say the Kardashians.
No, you don't worship the Kardashians.
I don't worship the Kardashians, but that's God. What people do. People do, though, but I don't.
Well, they look for meaning in, like, yeah, things like that, I suppose. A communal experience.
Oh, my God. Do I work? Is it stand-up comedy? Is that my new God?
No, I'm saying flat earthing is your new God.
Yeah. Hi, Bobby.
Hello.
Harriet says she believes in the flat earth conspiracy.
I don't say I believe in the flat earth conspiracy. I don't say I believe in the conspiracy.
Yeah.
I just say I get it. It doesn't look round.
Okay. Have you seen the documentary about them?
No.
It's very interesting. It's like they can't, once they start going into it, they build up a new friendship group of people that believe it and they can't leave because if they leave, they've lost all their friends.
Yeah.
If they go back to the like everyone else and say, oh, sorry about that, everyone will go, you are such an idiot. So they can't come back either.
Yeah, it's
so
like
they're
incels.
Stuck and they have... Well, yeah, and they're, so they're stuck and they have
it
to
is like incels.
I don't know what incels do, though, day in, day out.
They just go online and they just say...
I thought they threatened to kill
women are bitches.
Because they won't sleep with them.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. And then if they leave, then they've already said women are bitches. So, I mean, what no woman's going to be like, oh,
I
you
see.
Sound nice.
Yeah.
Stay away from them.
I bet there are some women out there that find incels attractive.
No, they're too whiny. Oh, yeah, but that's what I was thinking. Because actually, probably, these incels, there's probably loads of women that would sleep with them, but they just only want, like, they only want, like, a certain,
nines.
like type of woman.
Yeah,
do you know
yeah,
what I
yeah.
mean? They think they deserve, like, a model or whatever. Yeah. And there's loads of women that, like, would probably have sex with them.
There's loads of birds that'll have sex with them.
Probably, yeah. But then they're just being so horrible that,
they're just really
I mean,
picky.
Yeah, they're being picky and horrible.
Picky and horrible.
Yeah, they don't deserve it.
Okay.
How did we get into this subject?
We got into this very quickly.
Very deep, very quickly.
Immediately into flat earth.
Do you believe in God?
I don't know.
You don't know?
No.
That's a refreshing answer, actually. Usually people are very definite.
Well, you can't be definite.
Nobody can be. We don't know.
Never seen him. Or her.
Or her.
Or
thank
it.
You.
Or it.
Or it.
Could just be a being of some sort without a specific sex.
Bobby, do you believe in God?
No.
It's a definite
See,
no.
that was a definite, definite no, as no. if he knows everything. How do you know?
What do you mean by God?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, for God's sake.
Well, no, because you're talking about...
It's
if you're
quite
talking about,
clear.
No, it's
no,
not,
it's
though,
not.
Is it?
What, you mean like heaven?
Yes.
Heaven. No, I don't no, believe no, no. in heaven.
I don't believe in hell, but I believe in heaven.
I think you should be Jewish.
Really?
Yeah, they don't know there's no hell
Maybe
in
I'm
Judaism.
Jewish.
Well, I don't think you can have heaven. Because in order to have heaven...
Oh, don't take this away from me, Sunil.
If you have
please,
heaven, that means
I'm having
that
a bad week. Just please don't take that away.
You can't have heaven if human nature stays the same. Because the only people that ruin everything are humans.
It's true.
I don't know about
true.
That, though. Everyone acts like animals are great, you know? But...
Yeah.
They just
yeah.
kill each other and hurt each other. We're, yeah. Our
they
cat,
do, but we are just animals.
As you said that, the cat just crawled onto my lap
yeah.
and snuggled up on my
she
lap.
She does look
like
very sweet.
Yeah, yeah,
angel.
But if she saw a bird right now, she'd bite off its head and spit it in your lap.
Like nothing.
Yeah, that is true. But maybe birds are bad. Maybe there's
something
about birds
we don't
know.
Well, no, there's no such
know.
Thing as good or bad, is there? There's just what like we think they should and shouldn't do. But they
I
don't
know.
Think they don't think there's such a thing as good and bad.
The older I get, the more complicated it all gets. No such thing as black or white, is there?
That sounds like the end of an Edinburgh show.
I just give up. The older I get, the more complicated it gets. Okay, well, thanks for coming. If you put money just in the bucket, I'd really appreciate it. I've got to pay my rent. Turns out that is black or white. Okay.
Yeah, I suppose money is the only real thing.
Wow.
Wow. There we are. That's the end of a show.
You can make money your god.
You can money, yeah. A lot of people...
I'd say that is actually
That's
what
your
most
god.
People
yeah,
do.
Yeah, you're quite obsessed with money.
I'm not quite obsessed with money. You don't think about money and then you spend all the money and then you're like, and then I have to be obsessed with money. You make me obsessed with money.
You still buying 4 drinks a day?
No, actually, I've got rid of, you know, when you got me a Coke earlier, it's because I gave up Coke for ages, but then now I'm only drinking out of cans.
Why? Oh, so there's no plastic.
So there's no plastic.
Well, what about the fact that for every Coca-Cola, they waste 10 glasses of water?
That's why I stopped drinking it for ages. Okay, and but why now I only you're back it out on of it. Cans.
Yeah, but even if it's in a can, that still means some village in India is like some poor kid in a village in India is like sucking on dirt because there's some water left in it.
How many Cokes a day do you drink?
I drink like six Cokes.
Six Cokes a day.
But I don't pretend I'm doing a good thing by doing it.
I'm not pretending. Well, Harriet, I'm not pretending. I'm just trying to make a difference. I went to the shop earlier and I didn't ask for a carrier bag, so I had to carry back my tampons in my hand from the shop.
Why didn't you take a bag with you?
Because I was on a run. I keep going for a run and then picking things up.
But your righteous attitude of like, I only drink from cans is like somebody being like, listen, I don't mind if slaves make my clothes as long as the slaves are not killed.
What, you'd want the slaves to be killed?
No, I'm just saying like...
That's what you'd want, you prefer
your
if they were
sliding
killed.
Moral scale of like, well, I'm fine if like, yeah, they beat the slaves, but don't kill the slaves and then that works.
I disagree.
But she tries though. She tries.
Yeah, but trying would be not drinking the Coke.
I didn't drink the Coke for ages. I didn't drink it for ages.
There's like 100 other drinks we could have.
I know, but then
I wish I hadn't offered a drink. I wish I hadn't offered you a drink.
I know, I didn't want one. But then you said, can I get you something? And then I did.
No, Bobby wanted one, and then you wanted one because he asked for one.
And then I wanted one because Bobby wanted one.
You want to be a part of the club.
I just wanted to be part of the club.
Yeah.
You just sometimes you need something exciting.
Have you thought about getting a Soda Stream?
Stop trying to sell SodaStream. I just think
it's no. I think it's a good thing.
I would love a SodaStream. Actually,
I've got my own home bottling plant now. I can like SodaStream anything I want.
So you have a SodaStream, and then you put whatever you
just water. I just SodaStream water.
Well, I used to make cherry.
That's just a water tap. You just bought a water tap.
No, fizzy water now. Fizzy water.
Fizzy water. Whenever you want.
Whenever okay. I want.
Oh, I would love that actually. I would really like
home carbonated water.
Home carbonated.
How much is a tap?
What, the canister of gas and stuff?
Yeah, well, how much are you spending a month? Or how much did you pay
What's
to get this fizzy
water?
So it's 22 water. Quid for a canister of gas.
Okay.
And that does like a few hundred litres or something.
Okay, and then...
I think.
What about the...
No,
the,
60.
What about the SodaStream? How much did that cost?
Then Evelyn brought it back from Sweden.
Okay. So, Harriet, this would be much cheaper considering you probably spend £4 a day... Which is £1,000 a year on fizzy water.
But here's the kicker. Their factory is in Palestine. And there's issues with that, apparently.
The factory is in... Palestine is in, like...
Occupied
territory.
I think so, yeah. It couldn't be more complicated.
There's nothing that's just good, is there?
There's no easy way out of this.
How do I make my own gas?
You do it quite easily, I think. People do make their own gas. Your own carbon dioxide.
Yeah, how?
Breathe out.
So if I breathe, how many times do
you
I have
breathe
to
breathe out into a little
make...
straw and just blow it into the water?
How many times do I have to do that
endlessly
to get Cherry-Aid?
Oh, quite at length and at, you know,
how many how many days would it take a person to make carbonated water?
I think it's the problem is that you can't do it at an intensity high enough for it to work.
Maybe I can, you don't know.
You can't do it.
What about like Michael Phelps or a great swimmer? Could they do it?
No, I don't think they've got.
If I swim up and down in a paddling pool over and over
it's
again,
it's still not
as strong
as a canister of compressed carbon dioxide. So,
I don't think I know what it is, really. Is it carbon dioxide? That's what's in it. That's what makes it fizzy.
Yeah.
Don't laugh. I'm learning.
That is it.
Today... I'm going to laugh when you ask questions. That if you were like, so wait, is it a shoe that goes on the foot? And then say, don't laugh. I'm learning about the shoe. It's like, I'm laughing because I thought you would have known this by now.
I did ask you really seriously. I did feel like I was actually like a news correspondent or something. So is it a... So then you breathe in oxygen. And you breathe out carbon dioxide.
Yeah.
So actually, is that not quite bad to be drinking what you breathe out?
I
befuddled you with my question.
She's got me. Absolutely got me.
Beyond you.
To drink what you breathe out.
Harriet Kemsley. Then she became Harriet Knowsley. But look out, because now she is Harriet Learnsley. Watch out, as she learns. Harriet Learnsley is on the prowl, and she is getting facts put into her brain as quickly as other facts leave.
What facts just left your head for that one?
Well, I don't know. It just left.
It's gone now, isn't it?
Maybe that's why I'm a flat earther. the
fact that you know what? The Earth is round has been pushed out.
The thing is, if you start with flat Earth, you're going to get into the weird stuff, like the anti-Semitic stuff.
Oh, what does that have to do?
Well, it all comes in together because it's like once you're in that group of people who believe that one thing, they also believe the other stuff.
No, I'm not in that. I'm not in a group with any of them. I'm on my own.
Well, they're like, oh, but guess who is maintaining the lie of around Earth? It's the Rothschilds and all that, you know?
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Well, look, I'm just going to have my own beliefs.
Which is? Spirituality.
I'm just spiritual on my own. I don't know if we should be drinking what we breathe out. Why don't they put oxygen in it?
Is that one of your beliefs?
Why don't they put oxygen in it? Doesn't make it fizzy.
Maybe it doesn't work. I guess.
Because that would be good, because then you'd be drinking and breathing.
No.
It would come in.
No, it doesn't work like that. It doesn't work like that at all.
That would be good if it did work like that.
You swallow it. How do you
maybe I should be an inventor.
Maybe you should be an inventor.
So you want to invent oxygen water, which is just water with more oxygen
carbon
in
carbon dioxide water sounds rubbish. We want to get rid of that.
There's
we
oxygen in water
breathe
already,
in.
Isn't it? Oh, no, yeah. There isn't. There's one oxygen
and you can
molecule.
Get oxygen and masks, like now where like you get fresh oxygen.
Yeah.
I'm inventing oxygen Coke.
Where I think it sounds great. I think you will sell that to some idiots. Like people will buy that.
Yeah, they will.
But it won't be fizzy.
It will be fizzy. It will be fizzy. I'll make it fizzy.
Miss Science.
Yes, thank you.
You always think like, oh man, that comedian's funny, but I wonder what they really think. And then you hear and you think, I would have just preferred they were funny.
No, but I didn't know I think that until just now.
You what?
That does in a sentence. I didn't know that I thought that.
I didn't knew I think
I
that.
I didn't knew I think that until just now. And then now I know. So, good.
Okay, so yeah. Well, you could, I didn't know you were so against Coke because of all the environmental stuff.
Yeah, it's very bad for the planet, and that's why I was about against it. And also, I was just
Has anyone just tried to live completely morally?
I think they do, but it's like it's scavenging, living in a hut, and like composting your own shit.
I wouldn't want to do that.
Yeah. But then, you know, you're still living off the infrastructure that the world has created around you.
Yeah.
Not if you live in a forest.
Well, I mean, yeah, but who's like, if you live in a forest, you're relying on society to not kill you.
What?
You're relying on the laws and the structures of the institutions around you.
I wouldn't
you
be. I'd be out there on my own.
No,
I
but you
would.
No, but you are still protected
laws.
By the law and everything. Okay.
I'd say no laws. I will have a T-shirt saying I don't abide laws.
Yeah, but you live in a
Harriet,
country with laws.
You are someone above all else who needs laws.
I don't need laws.
Like, you need nut labels or you die. Like, you need so much regulation for you to exist.
No, actually, they are becoming my enemies, all the regulation, because they're the ones that are making it difficult. Deliveroo said if you tell them you have an allergy, they won't deliver to you.
Well, they don't want to kill you.
I know, but they're going to kill me more by just telling me that I'm not allowed to say I have an allergy, otherwise they won't feed me. Then I'll starve to death because I can't get Deliveroo.
It is, yeah, I mean, you're in a bit of a situation here. I think you ought to just try and get over it.
Oh, positive thinking.
Get over the allergies.
Yeah. I tried that. I gave up dairy and then I went to anaphylactic shock. So,
have you ever tried to eat something because you know it'll make you ill as an allergy, but you just really want to try it, but you just have your EpiPen anyway?
When I wanted to go home early from work. I would eat things that may contain nuts in the hope that maybe I'd.
And they never gave you any?
My mouth would get a bit itchy, but it never got to the point where I had to go home.
That is profoundly stupid. I mean, that is one of the stupidest things I've ever heard.
You haven't worked an office job in a long time.
How early did you get to go home?
That's like swallowing a small razor blade and just like, well, it might cut my stomach lining. It might, like, it could kill you.
The earliest I ever got to go home is when I walked into the office at the start of the day and someone said, how's your cat? And I burst into tears. And then my boss said, just go. Yeah. And then I went home again.
This is the cat that died?
The cat that died, yeah.
So that was what, 9:30?
Yeah.
Did you get paid for the day or?
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not. Didn't do any work.
absolutely pointless.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
Just spent the money on travelling. So we were meant to spend time together this week, but we didn't get to.
Were we?
I haven't seen Sunil a lot lately,
I
don't like it.
It's been 2 weeks.
What have you been doing?
You weren't here.
Have we talked about Sunil's many friend groups on this podcast?
Yeah, I think so. He's a traitor. He just dips his fingers in lots of different pies.
He's afraid of commitment.
That sounded really weird.
What? I was just having a nice time with different people.
You can't commit.
What? I'm committed by coming down here.
Other than this podcast, what other commitments do you have in your life?
You guys just live really far away. And I've got friends in North London as well.
Why have you just moved yourself into a fetal position?
I've curled up into a ball.
You literally have. You've become like a woodlouse.
No, like the middle of my back hurts. Like, you know, you're supposed to have lower back pain, but I don't get that. I've got middle of the back pain.
Is that because we asked you a personal question?
Yeah, psychosomatic. No,
you look so uncomfortable. You are crawled up.
I stayed at a friend's house last week.
He's trying to change the subject.
Yeah.
I've got different friends.
Stop boasting about your friends.
How many groups of friends do you have?
The people I spend the most of my time with are my housemates.
Okay, well, that's everybody. But outside of that, how many different groups of friends do you have?
But I think they're all just one group. They all get on together. They get on well together. I've got my school friends.
Yeah.
And then I've got comedy friends. And then I've got a couple of journalism friends. So that's three.
Were you a journalist?
Briefly, yeah.
Yeah, of course, he was a journalist.
Oh,
yeah.
So I've got my two journalism friends. Tan and Alex.
And do you talk journalism?
Never talk journalism with them.
Do you talk journalism with your comedy friends?
Yeah. Talk comedy with my journalism friends.
Okay.
And then, what are you talking about within comedy? I've got different friends.
People get jealous because...
No, they don't. What, yeah, like they you, want you... only Gary Trow has mentioned it.
Yeah, he gets jealous because you have too many friend groups. And right. He wants more one-on-one time. It's just something to bear in mind.
He lives in Bristol.
If you have too many friends, and people are gonna get jealous. It's like if you have too many boyfriends. Too many boyfriends.
It's like
they get jealous of each other.
You're keeping a stable of men. Actually, I have started reading Iceberg Slim's Pimp. Actually,
what does that mean?
So it's written by
Iceberg Slim
was a pimp.
Oh, Iceberg Slim was a pimp.
Yeah, Iceberg Slim is the author. Yes, yeah, true book. It's his autobiography.
His memoirs. I thought it was a children's book, the way that it... Well, Iceberg Slim.
It's a horrifying book about his years as a pimp.
You thought, wait. You thought there was a children's book called Pimp?
No, it's just, it was the way that it was like a very like childish kind of phrase, like Iceberg Slim was a pimp. And so Iceberg Slim left the house one day and went, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, it's got that kind of like cadence of like a children's...
Well,
he
I
was wearing
the,
a yellow
I
hat.
I opened the first page and it had been given as a prize for someone in geology class. Like that's what they got as their prize, and it is just horrific.
That's so funny.
Like the opening chapter is about how he was sexually abused as a child, and it's like, wow. You can't. Anyway, so
and that's why he became a pimp, maybe because
he was a bit messed up, like his family situation. Yeah. So anyway, he talks about how he keeps women like paranoid and stuff, so they keep going out and turning tricks for him.
It's about how to control women. The whole book.
Yeah.
Why are you reading this book?
It's fascinating.
Lots of tips.
It's got a foreword by Ice-T.
Wow.
Yeah.
Iceberg Slim and Ice-T. Why are they so into ice?
Well, Ice-T called himself Ice-T after Iceberg Slim.
He named himself after a mean pimp.
Yeah. Well, you know, they all used to be into that at the time. That was like the only, like, that was a huge black cultural thing, wasn't it? They'd be these rich men dressed up as pimps in like fur. They'd be so rich.
Yeah, we saw The Deuce. Have you seen it?
I haven't seen it, but I know what you mean. So, and they're vicious. Absolutely vicious. But it's just weird. It's just a really weird, bleak book.
But do they have, what do they do for fun?
Well, they don't have, literally in the first couple of pages, he says all he does for fun is sit in his bedroom, take coke, and think about all the schemes he can get up to.
Does he not have any hobbies?
I think it's all encompassing, the pimp game.
Yeah, it doesn't have time.
It's like comedy, Harriet.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just like comedy.
Like, what do you guys do for hobbies?
I was thinking about this earlier. I don't think I have a hobby.
You read?
Reading maybe.
I mean, reading is a hobby and also something you have to do to exist.
Yeah, I read signs.
What's your hobby? My hobby is going to the grocery store.
No, but she reads books. She reads all these books here.
Yeah, all these smart books.
Novels.
I also ice skating, but then I do that once a year.
I think maybe just having days out. Is that a hobby?
Having days out.
Holidays.
Having days out. Day trips.
Like, what kind of hobby? I don't know. What do people ever do? Like, people do hobbies.
Well, I think a hobby for most people, because we are in a creative field, so our hobby for most people who don't do anything creative is something creative.
Yeah.
I had an idea where I want, because like the problem, like I hate that all of my thoughts are reflections on myself and then what I can do to monetize my experience to strangers, you know? So I think, and that's like the most annoying part about having a creative job is you're constantly trying to mine your life. For material. So I think that I want to open a resort where creative people just go for a week and like work in a really boring office.
That's interesting.
Like they just photocopy things. You don't have to think at all. You just do monotonous kind of, and in a way, it's like a meditation, you know, photocopying 1,000 documents could be quite calming.
But also, it's really good for creativity.
Yeah.
Because that's what people, it's like meditating.
That's when you think of stuff. Yeah, that's why I think of things best when I'm driving, because I'm not concentrating.
Well. Yeah, okay, yeah, people go for long
There we go.
Yeah.
In 3 years, when Harriet kills someone on the roads, that quote's going to come back to bite her.
I'm so glad you didn't drive to Manchester the other day for the
I know, well, this is what I was saying when we were meant to hang out. I mean, it was work-related, but we were going to have that long journey.
I'm so
together.
Glad we didn't have to do that.
I wonder if they'll play that clip to the judge.
No, don't. I take it back. I do concentrate, but you can't concentrate all the time.
No, you can.
Please.
No, I feel bad because I was gonna drive you, and then I said the other week how I didn't want to drive you and I like to be driven, and then I had to cancel and I couldn't drive
yeah,
you.
I know.
So I felt
I was really glad, like I said, that you didn't have to drive me, because it's a horrible long drive.
Yeah, it just takes so long.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you mean with Harriet or with anyone?
Yeah,
I think it'd be worse with Harriet driving, definitely. Because it wouldn't be like I'd be able to relax.
Why not, Sunil?
Well, because it's like... Yeah, I could, I guess. But I wouldn't feel like I could, because you'd get annoyed at me for relaxing, because you don't like people relaxing
in the
car.
I don't
like
people relax in my car, yeah.
Yeah, if you look at your phone, when Harriet's driving, she says, well, I'd like to look at my phone.
It's true, really... I would, but I can't, because I have to do the driving.
Yeah, well...
I mean,
so if I'm going to suffer, you're all going to suffer as well.
No one made you buy a car.
When do you get an ex-instructor's vehicle so you can dual, you know, dual controls? Someone can do the pedals for a bit.
And then you only have to do half the work.
I would really like that.
It's an automatic anyway.
I don't know if they have
literally nothing
but,
to do.
But I don't think they have like, I don't think on an instructor vehicle they have a gas pedal. They just
have
a brake.
Just brake. Okay, well that's useful.
Actually,
anyway.
that would be very good.
That's a backup.
I would be much more comfortable if I had a brake on my side. Yeah. When Harriet drives.
You could learn to drive and then you could
I failed the driving theory test 6 times.
I thought you passed it.
No, failed 6 times.
I've fallen asleep in it 3 times.
Why, is it that boring?
It's 45 minutes. I don't understand how we can't stay awake in it.
Well, what happens is if I get stressed out, I have a... I Googled it. It's kind of like emotional narcolepsy. If I get overwhelmed by my feelings, I fall asleep.
Is it because you're getting stressed out because you want to pass it?
Yeah, so I want to pass so badly that I then get stressed about the test, and then I fall asleep and I fail the test, and the cycle just gets worse and worse.
Really,
you have to not care about it, right? That's where you've got to get to.
But it's really hard to not care when you have a woman who's been pressuring you for 5 years to get your license, and it's a constant
I just think you,
pressure.
Harry, you have to give up on him.
I have absolutely given up.
Well, then now he's going to pass.
Like you said, you'd book it. The beginning of the year, but he's lost his driving license now, so we can't.
Well, it's all over then, isn't it?
I'm sorry, I'm busy trying to
keep this house on the
You don't even have an answer what you're busy doing. Sorry, what are you busy doing?
I don't know. I just don't want to fail again. I failed 6 times. All the children pass. All the 16-year-olds pass.
I know,
and they're all like these soft-chinned children go, oh, it's so easy, I got perfect. And I'm like, fuck you.
It is embarrassing.
Also, please, can this kid take my test for me? Because I can't drive. I'm a good driver. But I get distracted and fall asleep. But when I'm not distracted and falling asleep, I'm good.
Yeah, I know.
You can get people to take it for you, yeah.
Yeah, like ghost write an essay or something.
I don't think most... Someone. I think there's a lot of people in the city who don't have their own driving license.
Well, that's what I... Really? I mean, I've lived in this country for 7 years and never needed it. And
yes, you have.
What do you mean I've needed it?
When we go places together and then I just drive.
Well, if you weren't driving, what would we do? We'd take a train.
I'm fine, but you need to make your own way there.
While you drive.
Yeah, I'll drive. You make your own way.
I don't care anymore. I wish I could drive. I failed 6 times.
I think you can still do it. I just think don't give up.
I think someone who fails a driving test 6 times shouldn't be allowed to drive.
I think like
I
if you fail...
I can't help you did it on purpose. That's the only thing.
Okay, drivers fail
that's
once.
That's rude,
apparently.
Harriet.
I'm sorry.
I didn't fail on purpose.
I know, but it's hard not to think that 6 times.
As someone who's terrible at life, I don't see how you can, like...
I'm just joking.
You're not joking, though. You believe that.
I was just joking. I'm just having fun.
You once knocked over someone's Coca-Cola. They came back and said, what happened to my Coca-Cola? Then they got another Coca-Cola. You knocked that over. And then they came back, and then they made you buy a Coca-Cola.
You didn't tell them
so
about the first
angry.
One.
the people that you know.
It was our friend Rory, but I don't understand how when you're that bad at things that no one else will be bad at, you can't understand how I'm bad at things.
I keep looking over that Coca-Cola and I keep going. That's what I'm saying. I just keep looking over, keep going, fall over, keep going.
But like when you were a kid, you took ballet, right?
Yeah.
Did you do well?
No, but did I you, kept doing it.
No, you
it.
Didn't keep doing it. You're I not a ballerina now.
They wouldn't let me do grade one. No, don't. It's a really sad story because I really liked it. And they put everyone else in for grade one and they said, don't tell Harriet that we're putting in the whole class apart from her.
Why wouldn't they let you in? Because they knew you'd fail.
Yeah. And then she didn't want her average to be down.
Oh, that's bullshit, isn't it?
Isn't that mean?
Yeah, that is mean.
I could have been a ballerina, but no one believed in me.
That's mean.
And I have the wrong body shape.
What are you supposed to have? What, as a child?
Very thin. Yeah.
She was a...
Well, you're just a round child.
Quite a round child, yes. And very flexible feet, though.
You have giant ribs. I don't think that's what they look for.
Really?
Okay, yeah, big ribs.
You've got big ribs.
They're just big. She's a
huge video.
Thick ribs.
No, she has a massive rib cage.
Oh, really? Big rib cage. Oh. A big heart. Lots to protect.
Big lungs.
Big lungs, big old lungs, yeah.
Why have you got big rib
That's
cage?
Why I could create all that CO2 for the thing.
What, so like if I rolled you over, would you right yourself? Like,
wait, what
like
did spinning, you say?
Like a spinning top. Like you can't push her, if you push her over, she just topples back upright again.
I don't even know what that means. What?
I don't know, if you got like a round rib cage.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Everyone's got a round rib cage, though.
Yeah, I know, okay, if it's big.
It was a nice analogy, though. It just didn't make any sense.
No. I wasn't allowed into the Beavers as a child.
Why not?
They said it was full.
I think they were...
But it wasn't full.
I don't know.
Do you think maybe they were racist?
I think they maybe
They were
been.
Racist,
I think
Beavers.
Maybe.
They are actually quite a well-known homophobic organization.
Oh, the Scouts and that.
Yeah,
they?
Quite homophobic, quite Christian.
It is Christian, isn't it? Yeah, it was a bit Victorian and, yeah.
A lot of child touching, too.
Good job.
Was that like
I mean,
thing?
It was a stereotype for a reason.
It was a stereotype, yeah. But yeah.
But maybe you could do all your badges now.
I was in the Beavers.
You could do
maybe
that.
Maybe you could do ballet now.
I was in the Beavers.
Maybe you could.
And when I was in the Beavers, we went camping one weekend, and then the adults just let us do whatever we wanted. So we got a rope. They had this rope ring where people were going to sumo wrestle kind of thing.
Yeah.
And so instead of doing that, we just, whoever's ever in the ring had to fight. And we just went to the ring and just beat the shit out of each other for hours.
Like Lord of the Flies.
I was like 9, 10 years old. And I was just attacking this giant kid and saying, hit me! Hit me!
That's the Beavers.
That's what you missed out on.
Boys will be boys, apparently.
That's the Beavers.
Okay. Wish I'd done the Beavers now.
Yeah.
I would have learned how to fight.
I don't know if you would have learned how to fight or just been beaten up. Like, I don't think that's how fighting works. I think you either have the instinct to fight or not. Like, I don't think it's that kind of...
I think I used to have the instinct.
When?
Like, as a kid.
Did you ever fight?
But then everyone would be like, you can't fight.
Why?
You mustn't
were you too
fight
good?
People. Yeah, I was too big. Because I was bigger than everyone else.
Were you
so
taller
you were
also?
Fighter.
Yeah, I was tall. I was like really tall.
Wait, so you did fight someone?
As in like... You'd get in, like, as a kid, you'd get into like little scraps.
How old?
Like, up to the age of about 10 or 11.
What happened?
Then everyone was like, well, we
No,
can't.
Tell your most iconic scrap story.
I can't remember, but I'm pretty sure I jabbed a pencil into someone's thigh.
Whoa, you use props.
Yeah, props.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, I was a prop
but,
fighter.
But what's funny is we think of Sunil as so calm, actually Sunil realized that his anger as a child was so severe he was stabbing people.
Yeah,
so what
yeah,
happened
yeah.
is
so I've learned
he learned how to never express anger.
Yeah.
You just pushed all those emotions down.
No, I just realized that you can't solve your problems with
Or
fighting.
Maybe you realized you were the strongest, so you don't need to fight anyone.
That's it. I've done my thing. I don't need to prove
yourself.
Anything.
Yeah,
I fought a child. I stabbed him. Yeah, I stabbed a child.
Was the child okay?
It's just a little... Yeah, but then we worried about lead poisoning. But
lead poisoning, yeah.
But there was no
That's
lead.
Not actually a thing, though, is it?
Not with a pencil, and there was no lead in it. And, so I've done my fighting.
You've done your fair bit of fighting.
Fair bit of fighting. Well, if it's a boys' school, you're always fighting, aren't you?
I don't know.
Harriet went to a girls' school. They just all make each other feel bad.
Yeah, it's a psychological fighting.
No, we made
it?
Each other feel good.
Come on. Girls' schools are notoriously bad.
It was great. We had a lovely time.
You didn't even realize you were being bullied, did you?
I can.
We were having a lovely time.
Hey, Harriet, you're shit. I need to sit. Thank you. I will. I am tired.
Oh. Oh, no.
Oh.
Wait. Oh. No, it all makes sense. Looking.
I keep getting drawn to Elliot's trainers, which are very nice.
You do have. He's got really nice new trainers.
He's got the same trainers as me in a different colorway.
Elliot, when when did you get your trainers? We can't just talk about him. I was giving him a microphone to talk about his trainers.
Off, Bobby.
I just got them at Christmas.
That's nice, thank you.
I got my brother. Welcome to a wife crying. <brother. laughs>
You've never worn them before, though?
Yeah, I have worn them.
Oh, not for us.
No, I have. You just don't pay attention.
Sunil really notices trainers.
Yeah, he loves fashion, doesn't he, Sunil?
Fashion.
So wait. People buy what Elliot's actually worn these trainers many times to this house, and you've just noticed today, and now you're acting like they're new.
I've never noticed them here.
This stinks of someone who wants us to look at his trainers.
Yeah,
he said yours, and he said, "Oh yeah, I had the same ones." He said these are old.
You've got nice trainers.
Is this because Elliot was saying something to us the other week, and I ignored him?
What?
Remember, Elliot was trying to tell us something about the podcast, and I ignored him, and then said the same thing. But I basically mansplained to Elliot.
Yeah.
I was saying about how we could promote it better, and then afterwards he went, "Yeah, we need to promote it better."
I was the voice in your head.
I don't know what was in my head at the time, but yeah, sorry about that. Yeah. What is mansplaining when you do it to other men?
I think
it's just called explaining.
Explaining.
Yeah, that's right.
Explaining. Repeating.
Or repeating.
Yeah.
Yeah. How nice that you don't need a word for that. How nice.
It is a word. It's already a word.
Mansplaining is not a word.
Yes, it is. It's when men splain to women.
Mansplain.
Yeah, mansplains to women.
Thank you for explaining that to us.
Yeah, you are now mansplaining.
No, I'm not, because you... No, I can't.
Okay.
What happened to your finger? Why is it a ratty plaster?
Yeah, it's a very ratty plaster. I cut myself while making a beef stroganoff.
Oh, that literally is one of the things I cried my little eyes out. Did you cry?
Yeah, I couldn't stop crying.
What? Is that true?
Obviously, it's not true. I just cut myself. It's a tiny little cut.
That was so exciting. Wasn't that exciting? That was like a real breakthrough. Like.
I kept chopping the onion, and my housemate had to stop me and put a plaster on my finger.
You kept chopping what? You were bleeding and you just kept going?
Yeah, but I had to keep going because otherwise I was near the end of the onion.
Who's going to eat this stroganoff with all your bleeding onion all over it?
There was no blood on the onion.
Disgusting.
There was blood on the chopping board.
Oh, God.
You didn't even react to cutting your
finger. Yeah, because I was just in the middle. I was needed to get it done.
I think you've suppressed those feelings far too far down now, and it's coming out in dangerous ways.
I think it was probably the coolest thing I've ever done.
Can we change the name of the podcast to Why Is Sunil Angry? And every week, Sunil has to come on and say something he's angry about.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, what am I angry about?
Yeah, what are you angry about?
There's a woman on the tube today who just stopped at the bottom of the stairs, which made me really angry.
That shouldn't make you really angry. That should make you mildly irritated. But if that made you really angry, then it's something else.
Is it?
Yeah.
What?
Something from your childhood.
You should be a therapist.
Thank you. Thank you.
Was I angry at the other? I think that's about it.
The only thing you've been angry about is a woman standing still.
That I can think
of. A lot of your anger is directed towards women.
Actually, that's true. I've never heard Sunil be annoyed with a man before.
No, I have never heard you been annoyed with a man.
I stabbed one of them in the leg.
Yeah, but not that's not recent.
Because children are weak and you see women as weak.
Okay, yeah, it could be that.
All of the complaints, actually, yeah, they're always about women.
They're always about women being annoying.
Is it?
Interesting.
Interesting.
Don't write that down, Elliot.
Yeah, Elliot, just wrote it down.
Elliot, edit this bit out.
I'm tweeting it. What do you hate about women?
I don't hate anything about
women. Maybe it's because you love them and so you...
They're not all the same.
you love them and so you... But you can't have them. So you
see... Harriet, I'm so glad you're not a therapist.
Yeah.
So I'm just not getting along with my wife. Why do you hate women?
When was the last... Oh, I was annoyed by an old man in the local shop.
Don't just lie. He was on crutches
and he just stood in the way so I couldn't get to the queue and then ushered his wife in with huge...
See, because he's a weak man.
Wait, he ushered his wife in.
Oh, there's a woman involved.
There's a woman involved.
Everywhere I look, it's always a woman.
Isn't that interesting that you are...
annoying.
You hate weakness.
Well, nobody likes weakness,
true,
do they?
You hate weakness.
I think actually...
I'm attracted to weakness. Look at Bobby.
What are you talking about?
That was a joke, Bobby. joke. I mean, it's a
lot of shots fired. Something's like,
It's just a joke, Bobby. What are you talking about? It's just a joke.
A joke isn't just a mean statement that you then say isn't true. Oh, you know, yeah, Harriet, I mean, I don't... It's not that... At one point, I found you attractive, but I'm just not sure anymore.
These are the kind of jokes you do when you've been married for 30 years.
Yeah, I know. We've only been married less than 2 years.
Well, that means we're in the last few years of our marriage.
We just excelled, yeah. Excelled forward.
We've streamlined it.
Yeah. Great.
What are we talking about?
Oh, I don't know. Do you want to hear why I cried? Well, I cried a few times this week. But none of them were really exciting.
I had nothing to do with any of them, which I feel good about.
You were around for all of them, though.
No, I had to deal with it, but I was not the cause once.
No, I didn't say you were the cause, but you're there.
No, I often am the cause, though.
Oh, yeah.
What happened, though?
Well, I felt bad when I cancelled on the Manchester thing. I felt like I let
people
down.
You cried because you couldn't drive me to Manchester?
Yeah, I did.
It was really pathetic. I woke up to her sobbing.
I wasn't sobbing.
That was my wake up,
like,
11 a.m.
Sobbing in bed.
I woke up and
maybe
she was
up for 11 a.m. Maybe a sign. If you've been away for a few hours, it wouldn't have been.
I mean, that's not what we're talking about. I woke up and she was crying and I was like, why is this what I have to wake up to?
Yeah. Where were you crying?
At my little desk.
At your little desk. Crying at your little desk. Yes. Okay.
Otherwise known as the kitchen table.
which is right by the bed. I just felt so bad. But then I was like, I know that I need to cancel this because I have to do something next week that I have to focus on. And that I just had to work for that. And so I had to cancel it. And then I was like, if I do it now, I've given enough notice. But then I just felt so... I just hate cancelling things. And I just feel like it's like a fraud and like I'm weak. And I know you hate weakness. I just felt really sad.
No, what happens is when Harriet cancels things, she thinks the people hate her.
And I think that people hate me.
Like, not that they're... She can't see the difference between love, like, slightly annoyed with, and hate.
Right, okay.
Like,
so
she goes from they love me to they hate me.
They hate
black
me.
And white with you, isn't it?
Yeah, it's very black and white. I thought that didn't exist.
But then is that how you feel about other people as well?
Yeah, it's just all a projection of how I feel.
Really? Who do you hate?
None of your beeswax.
There's
more.
No, I don't.
Okay.
No, maybe I do.
Hate.
No, hate's a very strong word. I hate murderers.
Do you?
I hate
all of them. What if they? I'm sure we're gonna find some holes in that.
Yeah. I hate people that are cruel to animals. People that I hate people that I hate people that aren't nice to ducks.
I don't really know.
In the park.
Can we edit this out?
There's what I'm trying to think of things that I hate.
What Harriet hates
is if she thinks she's been slighted by a person she just meets.
Yeah, I'm.
You hate them for
I
that.
I turn very quickly to.
Do you?
Yeah. Yeah, I do. I do. If I think someone has said, like, because I don't know why. If they don't like me, I will.
You hate them.
I hate them. I hate them.
Example?
There was someone who said something about me in an internet forum, or they used my name in vain.
This has been going on for
too
long.
And this has gone on for 7 years.
This is a 7-year fight that I've had to listen to.
I've been very nice to their face, but I don't trust them.
Fair enough, actually.
Yeah. Anyway, so I cried about that. Then we were in Glasgow at the weekend, and then I was stuck in a basement from 6 until 1 in the morning.
She wasn't stuck in a basement. You were doing your show. No one locked her in
it
a basement.
It was a freezing cold basement, and I was so cold, and my period started.
Why were you doing a 7-hour show?
She wasn't doing a 7-hour show.
I did a show, and then I had to wait for Bobby to do his show, and then I had to wait and do a late show. My period started, I was in so much pain, and everyone was so drunk. Like, it was actually really fun.
Oh, yeah, I've seen her on her period. It's a bloody nightmare.
It was so bad, and I was trapped in a train with my period.
In Edinburgh, she just tucked herself into bed for, like, 3 hours, like, looking terrible, and then suddenly she was bright as rain.
Yeah, it's fine. It's just, like, a few hours, then I'm fine.
Yeah.
But, yeah, just get really bad cramps. I was stuck in a train, and then a man had was and I went on stage, and it was, like, 7:30 in Glasgow, and I was doing my show, and then I was like, oh, are you guys drinking? And they went... Yeah! was like, oh, fuck.
Don't ask him that.
Yeah. And then, 10 minutes in, a man had to be forcibly removed from the venue. Because I was like, he kept chatting. And I was like, you're right. It's like, I'm just trying to talk to my girlfriend. And I was like, well, yeah, I get it. But I'm just trying to do a show. You know? So it's all very well. But then it went on. And they just couldn't. He just didn't understand what's happening. He's so drunk. He's going, well, the bouncer was behind him. And then the bouncer went to remove him. But then they got into a scuffle. And then he was on the floor. And then you know how the bouncer's just like switched. So he like grabbed him. It was like quite violent. And everyone just watched. And then he left. And then they all just turned back at me. And it was like,
next.
So what are you going to do now? Please? Yeah, exactly. And then a woman was like, welcome to Glasgow.
I'm sure they used to there, though.
Yeah, that was the impression. But then it was really nice.
What, so you cried about that?
No, I just, I got really, I was a bit of a mess, wasn't I, before I did the late show because I was in so much pain.
Oh,
but
dear.
Then actually the gig was nice, and then because it was nice, I was fine.
Yeah.
It's really nice, real emotional
roller coaster. Nice, yeah.
Well, what's good about, I think, going on stage is then you get adrenaline and it makes things hurt less. So I would recommend anyone who's in a lot of pain to just do a public performance.
Do stand-up comedy.
Not even stand-up comedy, just maybe busking or street performing.
That is a really good point.
What about abseiling or something like that as well?
I don't know what that means.
Climbing.
You don't know what abseiling means?
No, I thought when you said it, I had a Harriet moment and I imagined it was the sailboat you control with your abs.
Oh my God, don't describe it as a Harriet moment.
That's a Harriet moment.
It's a Harriet moment, obviously.
A Harriet moment.
That's what it is.
Is a moment. A Harriet moment is some, like, usually like a song, like anything that would fit on the diagnostic criteria of Asperger's.
No.
Like when you take things completely literally.
Yeah,
like
you should be in the DSM-5.
But it's true. It even stops stand-up comedy. It can stop anything. It stops diarrhea. Have you ever, like, I've sometimes, like, I've, like,
that's
thought...
not true. I had a teacher when I went to comedy.
Yeah, no, I don't want to know.
I had a teacher when I went to comedy college, and there was an iconic story about what a professional he was. And one time he was on stage before the show, Larry had found some old Caesar salad and just eating it. Larry likes his food. And then he went on stage, and about 40 minutes of the show, the audience noticed a smell, and Larry ran off stage. Then he went to his car, cleaned up, put on some jogging pants, ran back on stage, finished the show.
Nice.
Shit his pants on stage.
He did it on, maybe he must have done it just before.
Yeah, so what I'm saying is stand-up comedy does not stop.
But if you're really on stage,
cleaned himself up in
happen.
His car.
Before, maybe.
He's just waving his ass around in the window.
It's a horrible story.
Yeah. Guys, as much as I'm enjoying this, I have to leave.
Yeah,
I have to go see my therapist, so I'm going to do that.
Yeah, bye, Bobby. I'm not going to discourage you. Thank you so much for coming. Do you want to give a
coming?
Moment?
It's in my house. Thank you for coming.
Thank you for joining us.
I woke up and there were two people in my house, and now rather than sitting alone in the
and then you won't be surprised.
And rather than sitting
in
alone
house.
In the bedroom, I decided to partake in the conversation in my living room. And so don't thank me for coming to my own living room.
Thank you for coming. You've been a great guest.
I'm not a guest. I'm
Mayor,
in
everybody.
My own house.
You can see yourself.
They're
out,
the guests.
You?
They're guests
regular,
in my house.
Our most regular guests. Bobby Rare.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. So yeah, Bobby's leaving. Bye, Bobby.
Bye, Bobby.
Bye, Bobby. Thanks for coming.
Thanks for coming.
Have you got
we'll
a sad story
you know
or
if we
what?
Need you again. Yeah, of course I have a sad story. I always have a sad story.
Is this a dig at me? For
yeah,
not
well,
preparing.
You don't prepare anything. I prepare everything.
But you know you don't ever prepare it.
Devastated dog owner claims he was forced to pay animal registration fees for his dead pooch.
Yeah.
A man was left devastated after being slammed with overdue animal registration fees 2 years after his beloved dog died. So he's probably just got over the death of his dog.
2 years later?
2 years later, he gets sent a bill.
What do you mean he's just got over it 2 years later?
Well, probably spent 2 years like pining
over
for
it,
wearing
Did
black,
he not get a new dog in the meantime?
Sad. No. He was heartbroken.
The problem with these stories is that you don't actually read them before you read them out on
yes,
the podcast.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
You know you don't.
What was his dog called?
I don't know.
Braxton.
I haven't read it. Yeah, you looked down. You looked down at your phone. Braxton.
What do you think Braxton died of?
Old age.
Congenital heart disease in 2016. He had only forked out $117 for a 3-year registration a year before Braxton died. He said, despite Braxton being on medication for his illness, he had been optimistic the pooch would live another 3 years. After the pup died, Mr. Pope said he contacted the council to inform them of his passing.
Mr. What?
Why do you have to... Mr. Pope. Okay. Why do you have to let the council know when it dies? You have to let the council know when an animal dies.
To dispose of it, I guess.
Oh, this... I haven't told the council once.
Which council is this?
I've had
where
loads
is
of animals die. Australia.
Yeah, well, it's a different system, I guess.
And he asked for a partial refund for the registration.
Yeah.
Well, I guess for that $117.
That's not that much.
So it's not that they asked him to register the dog after it died. It's that he wanted the money back for time that he didn't need.
Oh.
Yeah. And they said, no, no refund. It's just bad luck. And he was dealt,
it's just bad luck.
He was dealt another blow when the letter arrived saying his annual registration was overdue. And he was just bewildered because he died in September 2016 and the fees would have been June 2018. What? And they're issuing it 6 months overdue. And he said he was upset when he got the letter.
Elliot just yawned.
He said the council needs to do a better job at record keeping.
This is a terrible story.
We're sorry. The council don't give a shit. They said they're sorry to hear about the dog's passing, but their policy is if don't an animal dies,
don't embellish
we
it by
will
swearing.
Refund the remaining funds.
They will refund it.
He said Mr. Pope will be offered a refund for the registration with proof of death.
There you go.
I believed this story was about how he was sad the animal dies. It seems that he was more sad about the $20 that...
He forgot to tell them it was dead, so he's not getting his money back, is he?
Yeah.
So now he's got to tell them and give them a death certificate if there is such a thing for a dog.
Yeah.
And he'll have his $117 back.
God, I found an even sadder story.
And he went to the news with that.
Outcry after owner trains pet dog to pose with a cigarette in its mouth after tattooing a pair of eyebrows on it.
What news website
it's not
is this?
Dog news.
You
his
just
daughter
up dog
spent
news.
£17 to tattoo a pair of eyebrows on the dog. He's been heavily criticised. Too right.
Is this a
too
sad
right
story?
He should be. That is sad. A dog shouldn't be allowed to have eyebrows that are tattooed on.
Shouldn't be allowed
they
to.
They said when it happened, they said, stand still, don't move or look around. We're trying to tattoo your eyebrows.
I'm going to head off, actually, if that's all right.
I've got another story. Do you want to hear the other story?
Go on.
Animal shelter worker is jailed for 3 years for encouraging female co-worker to have sex with his pit bull.
Co-worker?
Okay.
That's really bleak.
So for encouraging a woman to have sex with his dog?
Yeah.
Why? What do you mean, encouraging her?
Well, just being like, go on.
Have sex with this pit bull.
Oh, that's horrible.
And did she?
Well, yeah.
What? She did?
Depraved.
Are you joking?
Yeah. No.
This is taking
are you fucking
time.
Joking?
No.
Oh, my word. This is the worst one you've ever done.
This one, I'm literally just talking about you just a woman about having sex with a dog.
You just presented it so calmly, though.
But then what's really... It's on the Daily Mail website, right? They've got all these stories, but then at the bottom it has a picture of a dog and it says an advert saying, we don't deserve animals, cute dog. Oh. New episode every day.
Oh my God.
Advertising a podcast they've got about animals. Under a story about how a woman fucked a dog. Oh, people were like this. They like that. They were like, oh, nice podcast. About...
Oh, that's horrible.
Ooh, dear. Yeah, that's sad, isn't it?
Well, it's bleak. It's not sad.
Yeah, I know. It is bleak. Yeah.
Well, Harriet's bleak story.
Harriet's bleak story of the day.
Harriet Bleaksley.
Did you hear her bleak story?
Yes.
Yeah, I didn't like it. Anyway, so anywhere we can see you do comedy in the next couple of weeks?
I can't.
You're doing your previews, aren't you? Getting ready for the Edinburgh Fringe Festival.
I'm in Bristol on Wednesday night.
In Bristol on Wednesday night?
Yes.
At Tony's gig.
Oppo Comedy.
Very nice.
This comes out on Thursday.
Right.
Oh,
so
too late. You missed
Bristol last night.
Oh, that's a shame.
And there's some other stuff I can't remember off the top of my head.
Great. I'm at Soho Theatre this week. Please come.
Oh, it's
so
this week.
They weren't here. So it's Tuesday till Saturday. So you'll hear this on the Thursday. So come Thursday night. You must.
If you hear it on Thursday morning.
Then come that evening.
If not, you can come on Friday or Saturday.
Or Friday or Saturday. Also, I'm doing a show in Bromsgrove. And the ticket sales are not great.
When
Who
is
knew?
It?
Bromsgrove.
When?
I think it's the start of April. I think it's the 6th.
All available on your website?
Saturday the 6th. Yeah, all on the website. do come or encourage people to come if you live anywhere near Bromsgrove, I would really appreciate that. Yeah.
Bobby, you got anything?
You're doing previews all over the place. People can go and see you. Do your shows.
I have nothing. Oh, wait. No! I'm here, but I'm now getting ready to leave.
No, he does have something people can go and see. He's doing a show called...
On Saturday at Top Secret Comedy Club at 11:45 at night, I'm doing a show called Your Hood's a Joke. It's a roast battle show where it's like a territorial roast battle where we pit cities against cities, countries against countries, boroughs against boroughs. It's sold out in Toronto, LA, New York, Tokyo, and Bangkok, and I'm doing it for the first time in London. So I'm very excited. You should get tickets. You can get them at topsecretcomedyclub.co.uk or just go to my Facebook or Twitter, and there's a link there. Yeah, you should come. Thank you very much.
Great. Wow, that was a great pitch, wasn't it? You really sold it from just really nothing.
Yeah.
You really found it. Well done, Bobby.
Okay.
Yeah, it does look good. I'm going to go to that.
Cool.
Do you want to go?
Yeah, okay.
Great. Elliot, do you need anything?
Please.
We still haven't taught you to cycle yet.
Yeah, so we need to learn how to ride a bike. Yeah, so
the weather's getting better, so
hopefully we're going to teach you on this on Harriet's.
Yeah. Sure.
Well, if you're going to teach me, then I guess what I want this week is
a helmet.
Helmets and shoes. Yeah. And knee pads.
I've got a helmet at home you can borrow.
Yeah. Well, no, I don't want it from any audience.
Okay. I think your head is much bigger than Elliot's
head,
though.
It's not my helmet. It's James O'Brien's helmet.
You just have someone's old helmet.
Or where's his head in relation to mine?
His head is big. James has a big head. Unit. Yeah.
I can't have that. I've got a little head.
This bike is too big for either of you.
Oh, how dare you?
It's so big, though.
It's just strong. It's not big, it's strong.
It's so big and heavy. Yeah, it's probably useful, actually, having a heavy bike to start with.
Yeah. Yeah, it'll ground you.
Balance and that.
Do I need stabilizers as well? Or should I next time?
We'll just hold on.
Okay. Well, are you going
to
let go?
We'll run
you're
beside
be able
you.
To hold it?
Yeah, we'll run beside him.
Okay.
Are you going to let go there? I don't want to...
Well, yeah, we can't tell you when we're going to let go. We act like we're not going to let go, and then you're going to go... You're going to suddenly realise you're going to go, I thought you were there, and then we'll say,
then
no, you've been cycling
so
this
much.
Whole time.
No, this is, happened,
all
this
alone,
is why I can't ride a bike.
Ride.
It's like trust issues. People lie to me.
Well, we can't always be there holding
the
bike.
We've got to lie to you to make you ride. Okay.
Thanks so much for listening.
Thanks for coming.
You guys, why do you say thanks? Are you talking to Bobby again?
No, Elliot.
Oh.
Thanks for coming, Elliot.
Thank you for coming as
thank
well.
You. Pleasure.
Thank you both for coming.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks
for
coming,
Bobby.
Oh, no.
Okay, bye-bye. Bye. Thank you, bye-bye.